What you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. End won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
We are here another day, 2023 pain. Oh, we're seeing a lot of stuff happening. There's the news is like, it's like a fire hose, guys. And we're going to try to get through some of the news and some of the things that are Donald J. Trump are saying that he's now putting his weight behind McCarthy. And I told you guys yesterday about what psyops are do, what they do to you. So now you thought, oh, somebody said Trump was going to be the speaker. And now he's not. He's behind McCarthy because we Republicans need to take it and run. All right. This is what a psyop does. Now, here we are going to have to pick up the pieces with everybody going, oh, I don't trust McCarthy. I don't either. But not all the normies know that. We're going to go through a little bit about how psyops work, how psyops get you all disappointed so you leave the movement. That's what that was designed for. And without any further ado, Shady Groove, welcome to the MG Show. Who has the balls to tell you the truth?
Absolutely. And it's 2023. It is pain year. And I did make it here on time today. Thank you, everybody, for excusing my absence for the first hour yesterday. But we here at the MG Show have a very, very specific, organized way of looking at things. Can we prove it? Can you actually use evidence that you can see to prove something? And if you cannot, you might want to just leave it there where it is for a second and move on. And especially don't try to red pill normies with things you cannot prove. That's a big deal. It's a big problem.
Like continuity of government that was just written here. No, you do not want this government to continue it, guys. This government is one of the most corrupt, bloodline controlled government in the world. Why do you think that said person that talks about continuity of government doesn't want to tell you about Arabella advisors and how the deep state government is funded? Why don't you want to understand that? You know, people, wake up, folks. The psyop is on you. I'm sorry. And I'm just going to tell it to you straight because that's what I do. Will I take some heat for it? Maybe. But will I be right again?
Yep. Yeah.
All right, guys. And we did. We went over that the psyop post that I did yesterday until people have the consciousness elevated to see what's fake and what's real. That's what we do here. If it's a fact, it's a fact, whether we like it or not. And if it's a theory, it's clearly marked as such. Now, the COG is a theory, but it's not a theory that I want. I don't want this government to be continuous. Do you want continuity of this government, Shady Groove?
No, I don't. I don't like it.
We want the government back by the people, right? This video that got Donald J. Trump elected was posted over 20 some odd times. And it starts out a government for the people, giving the government back to you, guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's not continuity. All right. So now that you guys are all warmed up and ready to go, Shady Groove, we've got a lot going on with Donald J. Trump. Let's just get to it right away, because I called it yesterday that we will not have Ivan Ranklin on the show, because there's a lot of stuff that's there's so much unnecessary turmoil in the Republican Party, in large part due to people like old Broken Crow Mitch McConnell, his wife Coco Chow, who made it difficult for everyone else to constantly capitulating to hopeless Joe Biden and the Democrats. The $1.17 Green New Deal booster that McConnell and the rhinos handed to the Dems last week was a real downer and embarrassment to the Republicans. Now let's go to his most recent tweet right here. He even retruthed that, guys. So you got us guys, you know, we got to watch this guy, and we're going to go over the Ruby Freeman, but this is it. Wait, where did it go? Okay, some really good conversations took place last night, and now it's time for all of our great Republican House members to vote for Kevin. Close the deal, take the victory, and watch crazy Nancy Pelosi fly back home to a very broken California, the only speaker in U.S. history to have lost the House twice. Republicans, do not turn a great triumph into a giant and embarrassing defeat. It's time to celebrate. You deserve it. Kevin McCarthy will do a good job, and maybe even a great job. Just watch. And then he also said, take the victory and run. And without any further ado, Shady, because we are not sponsored by Lucifizer, I felt that was a pretty good start to the show. To show you why I did not have that person on the show, Shady. But, you know, we are sponsored by Field of Greens right now, Shady Groove. And it's awesome. Field of Greens right here. Sure, you know, you want to drop those leftover pandemic, the COVID-20, COVID-19, COVID-40. But how sick are you of all the fat diets and all the weight loss pills and all that? We've been there. We've done that. You know, it doesn't work. But you know what works, Shady Groove? Eating five healthy servings and vegetables a day. Do that, and the weight will probably fall off. And now what I'm adding to that, Shady Groove, is cardio and weight lifting, and I'm feeling really good, man. So, you know, eating five healthy servings of vegetables a day, right? Do that, and the weight will probably fall off. A, vegetables.
Not a fan.
Not a fan either. And who has time to prepare that every day? Let's talk Field of Greens, Shady Groove. Field of Greens is a science-backed formula of specific fruits and vegetables. It's amazing, guys. And you won't find it in any other product. You know, this is it. This is proper nutrition reboots your metabolism so you burn calories faster, lose weight healthier, and in a healthier way. And Field of Greens is the only brand backed by a better health promise. If you go to your doctor and says, wow, you look great. You know, wow, you've lost weight. Whatever you're doing, keep it up. Okay, so let's get it started. You know, if you get that, fieldofgreens.com with code MGSHOW, you'll get 15% off. Also, if the doctor says nothing like that, if he says you need to do something different, you know, you'll get your money back. But this is it, fieldofgreens.com. Use code MGSHOW, guys. I love it. And it's almost like a pre-workout for me, Shady. I don't need to nap anymore, right? I was like, oh, I need to nap. You know, all that. I'm full bore. I'm pedal to the metal. Fieldofgreens.com. Use code MGSHOW. This is the little thing that comes with it. It's got a little ball that, you know, shakes it up.
Shakes it.
It is very good. This is the, I had this purple one. It's berries. I like this one a lot. I'm on the green one now, which is like more like apple-y, if you will. And it's very good, Shady. Fieldofgreens.com. Use code
MGSHOW. And I'm actually drinking it as well. I don't wait till noon, but I have mine in the morning, and I really do like it. I'm actually, it's been a few weeks now. I've been taking it, and it's a great product. Lots of other people out there that have already ordered it, have gotten it, and are giving us good reviews back already. So pretty amazing sponsorship. We actually have a sponsor, Jeff. It's not just an affiliate. It's actually sponsoring the show.
Wow, it's amazing. Fieldofgreens.com. Use code MGSHOW. Thank you very much. And Yeti, roll that beautiful bean footage while I drink the rest of this.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG's show when you call.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
He didn't say one.
He didn't say one. He didn't say
that. I know. Your life.
Use code MGSHOW, mypillow.com. We love it every day. I sleep on my pillows every day. But, you know, those that know can't sleep, but this helps. Shady Groove, 800-873-0478. 800-873-0478. Spend some of that Christmas money on some good sleep. Flynn's got a dog bed. I'm telling you what, these dog beds are amazing. Use code MGSHOW and get yourself a dog bed. He's riding shotgun right here, curled up on his MyPillow dog bed.
The faithful little boy he is. Great little companion you've got there. And thank you guys, everybody, for supporting MyPillow throughout the holidays. We definitely noticed that you guys did support the show through the holidays, and we greatly appreciate it. Oh, look at that.
Look at him, Shady. Isn't he cute?
Man, he's so cute. He's not even moving. He's dead to the world.
And I don't do anything other than I've been basically just, you know, he's been doing this his whole life. Like, this is his nap time. This is his ride along with us here, yep. Shady, on the MG show. By the way, guys, if you have not gotten this book, get it. It's very good. It's a very easy read. It's good. It's 5G warfare. It's what's being perpetrated on you every day. This is the original, though, guys. I highly suggest if you want a deeper dive. Yep. This is the original to get the handbook, fifth generation warfare. Very, very good book, guys. And I'm not getting, you know, I just started reading the book. It's very, very good. All right. So, Shady Groove, what do we got? We got so much going on. We got two Twitter files dumps yesterday.
Yep. Dumps. And it's not looking good. It's not looking good for the establishment and their ability to allow freedom of speech. That's a fact.
Yeah. And, you know, if you look at the, oh, by the way, I just want to show you this. On it's very interesting. I put this on Facebook, right? So my post on Facebook about the Buffalo Bills player collapsing on the field issued a COVID-19 warning, and I just said pray.
And you got a warning.
Yep. So there you have it. The cover up is right there in your face. And well, by the way, let's just follow up with that.
It was all over.
1,616 athletes, cardiac arrests. Okay. These are serious issues. 1,114 of them are dead since the COVID injection. Is it okay to talk about it now, guys? Can we talk about it?
Well, I'm telling you right now, Pfizer does not want you to talk about it. And the BS going on in the news around this all day yesterday was just insane, the way that they're ignoring the obvious issue here. They're even talking about acting like, you know, a few different places that the guy didn't even get up. Everyone, I mean, you know, football players take hard hits. The hit that this guy took, you're talking about, they're acting like that this guy took a baseball to the chest at like 80 miles an hour type hit. That did not happen here, everyone, to stop the heart. This is, Tucker Carlson was the only one that actually came out last night and made the suggestion that, hey, this is not looking good for these seriously trained athletes, this to be happening so often, all of a sudden. And but pretty much everybody else in the news cycle wants to act like this is some sort of normal thing.
You know, it's interesting about that, too. It's almost like Tucker watched our show, but he had, I think, who did he have on? Was it Dr. Robert McCullough? I can't remember.
Peter McCullough, yeah.
Peter McCullough. And basically said the same kind of things that we said. You know, we need to actually take a look at this. And it's time, you know, he kind of said what we said yesterday. It's time to put our big boy panties on, guys, and talk about this. Enough of the accepting a death jab by people that want you dead. I'm sorry. These people don't love you. It does not protect you from COVID. You've seen it yourself, everybody. I know that you've taken the vaccine, and I pray that you're going to be okay. But we need to talk about it, Shady Groove.
We have to talk. Yeah, I understand what you're saying, and we need to introduce the conversation, is what you're saying. We need to be having an open air discussion about, hey, no, we don't necessarily know anything, but the idea that we can rule something out without knowing anything is absurd. And that's the path that you're being shown here. That's not the way that you understand and develop a sense of what's actually going on. You've got to consider all of the possibilities to understand.
Yeah, exactly right. And let me just double check this, because it was very, very good. I don't know if we got it yesterday. Let me just see. I don't think she got it. Here it is. Let's play a little bit of it, because it is Dr. Peter McCullough. It's kind of wrapping up what we talked about yesterday, and we're going to get into some more news. Check it out.
It's a sign of respect for the man tonight in the hospital. We don't know exactly why Damar Hamlin collapsed last night. But at the same time, there are concerns about cases like this. Young athletes collapsing on the field of heart problems. And there has been a dramatic increase in this. You're not imagining it. What is this? Cardiologist Peter McCullough and researcher Pangas Polycritis looked into this trend in Europe, European sports leagues. They found that prior to COVID and the COVID-19 vaccines, there were roughly 29 cardiac arrests in those European sports leagues per year. Since the vax campaign began, there have been more than 1,500 total cardiac arrests in those leagues, and 2/3 of those were fatal. Does that prove something? We don't know, but you should know that. Dr. Peter McCullough is a cardiologist. He's also the author of Courage to Face COVID-19. He joins us tonight to assess. Doctor, thank you so much for coming on. So this is one of those phenomena that people who use social media are aware of, because there are videos of it floating around. But I don't know when the last time I heard, if ever, an American public health authority address this directly and tell people, what is this? Is this real? Tell us your findings from your actual study on this.
The concern here is that athletes at a professional level, Tucker, are carefully screened for underlying heart disease. The leading cause of sudden death on the playing field is hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. The athletes are screened for this. There are rare conditions, genetic abnormalities in heart rhythm that can present. But sudden cardiac death should be a very unusual phenomenon. And as your report indicates, it's extremely unusual in the NFL, since the high level of scrutiny. There's a differential diagnosis that doctors go through when this happens. I watched it live, and then I watched the replay as a cardiologist. To me, it looked like he made a hard tackle. There was head and neck impact, but he got up, he clapped his hands, and then he fell over backwards. It looked like a primary cardiac arrest. Everything that was done on the field looked perfect. I think the duration of CPR resuscitation is going to be in a window where he can have neurologic recovery. The issue is what caused it. And the concern based on our research is that COVID-19 can cause myocarditis or heart damage. The heart damage in some cases can be asymptomatic and the initial presentation can be a cardiac arrest. There's other things in the differential, genetic abnormalities of heart rhythm disturbance, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, a spinal cord type of interaction with the heart. But I think the leading concern here is vaccine-induced myocarditis, if indeed he's taken the vaccine. And boy, the family, the Bills doctors, and the current doctors at University of Cincinnati Medical Center have a public health obligation to tell us if he's taken the vaccine.
I think that's fair in the coming days. Now, the CDC, it seems to me, since the absolute numbers of heart incidents among young people are dramatically up across the West, and the CDC, as far as I know, has not been honest enough to address this. They sent out a tweet the other day saying, you know, you may be struggling with blood clots if you're a young athlete. I don't remember athletes struggling with young blood clots. It seems to me like they're trying to tell us this is normal. Is it normal for young athletes to have life-threatening blood clots?
We should never have our agencies try to normalize side effects. The FDA says the vaccines cause myocarditis and heart damage. Autopsy studies show it can be and is fatal. The same is true for blood clots and neurologic damage. Our agencies should be protecting the health of Americans, and safety is job one. I'm disappointed that they're minimizing it.
Yeah. I mean, I think
very good points brought up there, Shady Group.
Very, very good points. And he's absolutely right. And I think that that's what we're talking about whenever we're talking about the truth movement, or we're talking about going forward in a different way into the future. This is part of the conversation. And we know from what Q has explained to us going like in real time, how this was happening, that this was not about the virus, that the virus was released so that they could manipulate the election. And now the fallout of this is continuing on a massive scale. And we have got to talk about it, and we cannot let companies like Pfizer dictate the conversation, because effectively that's what they're doing. They're dictating the conversation by censoring stuff on social media, like your post there on Facebook. Like, why does that need a fact check? You know, why do people need a fact check? Because they're asking a question: was he vaccinated? 94% of the NFL is vaccinated, so you can pretty much conclude that he was vaccinated, therefore he falls in the category of someone who had a rare heart attack as an athlete and being vaccinated. Those are things that you would consider in the scientific process.
We need to put our big boy pants on and talk about it. Now let's go to the Chip Roy talking.
We're not there.
Right at the Congress.
We're not.
What's going to happen today, guys?
We need to guarantee that we're going to be able to stand up in the face of the swamp that continues to step over the American people on a daily basis and spend money we don't have, and to continue to leave our borders open, and to continue to fund bureaucrats that are stepping over the freedoms of the American people. Byron will stand up and do that. Byron has a track record of doing that. And importantly, when we're sitting here today and we continue this debate and we then have a vote, I just ask my friends on this side of the aisle, do you think that the American people support the status quo? Yes or no? Do you think that the American people want us to continue down the road of what we've been doing? Do they want us to continue to do the things since the leadership that's currently in place have been in place? Do you think they want us to continue down that path? And the argument that I would make is that they want a new face, new vision, new leadership, and I believe that face, vision, and new leadership is Byron Donalds, and I'm proud to put his name into nomination, and I yield back.
The reading clerk will call the roll.
All right, we're back around to another vote.
Yeah, so let's see what happens. We have Donald J. Trump, right, saying, let's take the win, get McCarthy in. Now, what people aren't realizing, Shady, is that they can, if they have the votes to get the speaker in, they can have the votes to get the speaker out and hold them accountable. Marjorie Taylor Greene said the exact same thing.
Adam.
It is true. I mean,
Jeffrey.
So, like, she wants to hold them accountable. You know what I mean?
And I think that that's proper. I think that we should be able to hold them accountable.
You know, and, you know, while we're watching this, Jeffries. Guys, you know, this is, you know, there's going to be 200 Auburn. Votes that they're going through. We'll watch that. But I do want to put on something that Tucker said yesterday as well. I wasn't sure if I agreed with him, but I kind of do. Then he had who I didn't really care for. He had Bohemian Grove attendee Newt Gingrich on.
Yeah.
But you know, maybe we ought to listen to Donald J. Trump, right? It's basically, you know, we need to get the Republican victory, guys. Donald J. Trump is running for president, correct? Am I correct in that? So this is what
Tucker, he's actually already announced.
Yeah, he announced. Yeah. So you see my, I'm being a little funny. But this is Tucker last night. How badly does Kevin want his job? Let's listen to this. He made some really good points.
Tucker Carlson tonight, happy first Tuesday in 2023. The fun never stops. We thought we'd be able to announce a new Speaker of the House tonight. We thought we knew who it was going to be. But no, the race for Speaker is still ongoing. Voting's been suspended for the day. It's going to resume again tomorrow. Now, the fact that this race has not been settled by now is being described, especially online, by many as embarrassing. And it is embarrassing if you prefer the Soviet-style consensus of the Democratic Party's internal elections, where votes are merely a formality and all the really big decisions, the meaningful ones, are made years in advance by donors. Oh, of course, everyone's on board. That's what they do. But if you prefer democracy to oligarchy, if you prefer real debates about issues that actually matter, it's pretty refreshing to see it. Yes, it's a little chaotic, but this is what it's supposed to be. Now, we're going to bring you a lot more detail on what's happening in just a minute and throughout the week. But first, a quick overview to frame the big points. So Kevin McCarthy of California was going to be Speaker. He badly wants to be Speaker. In fact, he wants that job more than anything else in his life. And he was going to get it, but then a group of 20 Republican members stopped him. Now, they stopped him because they decided that Kevin McCarthy is not conservative enough to represent a party that's just taken back the House from Nancy Pelosi. And they are definitely right about that. McCarthy is not especially conservative. He's in fact ideologically agnostic. He's flexible. His real constituency is the lobbying community in Washington. So if you've got sincere political beliefs, that is infuriating to watch. On the other hand, to be fair, this is politics and McCarthy does have strengths. It's not easy being Speaker when the House is this closely divided. And in some ways, Kevin McCarthy is perfectly suited for that. He is skilled in politics, not a small thing. And critically, McCarthy is willing to spend the next 2 years living in hotel rooms raising money for his party ahead of a historic presidential election. What other Republican in the House is willing to do that? Well, as of tonight, and we have checked, no one has stepped forward. So really the pivotal question is, how badly does Kevin McCarthy want this job? 20 of his colleagues have just publicly disavowed him, loudly and again and again. So to win them back, McCarthy is going to have to give them something real. Not more airy promises, which he specializes in. He's going to have to give them actual concessions. If Kevin McCarthy wants to be the Speaker, he is going to have to do things he would never do otherwise. Like what? We can think of at least two things. First, release the January 6th files. Not some of the January 6th files and video, all of it. And not to some phony committee that will hide them, that in fact is designed to hide them from the public, but put them online, release them to the public directly, so that the rest of us can finally know what actually happened on January 6th, 2021. It's been 2 years. It's long overdue. It's our right as Americans to know. And McCarthy could tell us. Second, Kevin McCarthy could put Thomas Massie of Kentucky in charge of a new Frank Church committee designed to discover what the FBI and the intel agencies have been doing to control domestic politics in this country. They've been doing a lot. But no one in Washington wants to talk about it. This topic is effectively off limits and has been. In fact, no one's talked about it for almost 50 years. And so because no one has talked about it or stopped it, the rot has spread and democracy has withered. You can feel it. The FBI is now a bigger force in American elections than any single group of voters. This cannot continue. It is poison. And Kevin McCarthy is uniquely situated right now to stop it. So by striking a deal with his 20 colleagues, McCarthy could restore our system to health and at the very same time get the job he has always wanted. It's not so complicated. Let's hope he does it. As we said, more on that story.
Yeah, so very interesting points brought out there. And, you know, then he brought in Newt Gingrich saying it's embarrassing, blah, 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 blah. You know, we want all that. They want to seal these records for what, 50 years, 80 years, Shady Grove, the J6 records? I mean, you know, 50. Enough of this.
They're trying to seal them for 50.
Yeah, enough of that, right?
Remember, they were trying to seal the Pfizer documents for 75 years. You know, they're acting like, you know, the JFK files are still sealed, everyone. You know, you want to talk about our government. You want to talk about what isn't your government. Your government is the entity that is hiding the transparency from you intentionally. Like, how hard is it to get this through to people to understand, you know, the government is punching down at you. Okay. You're supposed to be the government, the people are supposed to elect people to represent them. We're not supposed to be electing people to lord over them. And right now, look what they're doing. They're standing there like they have that authority over us. All of them are.
Yeah. Now they want this Byron Donalds guy. Look at this, Shady. So they got McCarthy 30, Jeffries 30, Donalds 4. Donalds was a House of Representatives from, spent his entire adult life serving others, clerk of the House. He's from what, Southwest Florida? I can't remember. Where is he from? Let's see.
There's his wiki there. Yeah.
Republican Florida 19th district. So he's going to, like, that's him to be now. Like, what's going on?
Well, that doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. That they're doing this, you know. I mean, I feel like if they have a candidate that they can get votes for, they need to put that candidate forward, right? And not be, I mean, you know, there was Jim Jordan yesterday, and now they're putting this guy up there today. Donald Trump is saying, "Hey, please, let's just get this show on the road," and that's all we would have to do. I don't like Kevin McCarthy either, Jeff. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't necessarily support the guy for speaker, but I do have an insight that we have utilized for the last 5.5 years, and that is kind of trust what Donald Trump is explaining for us to do. Now, you could take that out of context and talk about the vaccination and make a comparison, but that's not really a very legitimate comparison, in my opinion, considering the breadth of the operation that was Operation Warp Speed, and to bring these fools to the table as quick as possible so that we could expose them. It's all a game and about getting the information to the people. It's about getting you information. And the optics of it sometimes have to fall to the wayside.
So just 17 minutes ago, the single worst person the Republicans could have as speaker would be Fred Upton. Almost worse than a Democrat. Remember, he quit when I wouldn't endorse him. Stone cold loser. So apparently Fred Upton supposedly in the running here.
All right. I'm looking that guy up right now. That guy's not on my radar at all.
Yeah. Let's keep going. So here's the vote tallies here, guys. I'll just make that bigger for you. McCarthy 36, Jeffries 42, Donalds 6. So now there's going to be another if there's an other at 4, there's no way for either team side to win. So it looks like we're going to go into another vote, huh?
Yeah, it looks like that. I mean, I think once they reach, well, actually, yeah, because Donalds, they're putting Donalds up there. Yeah, so they've got 7 on the Republican side that have already gone against it, so they don't have the votes to get a speaker in this run. We already know that.
Patel Patriot has the live vote. We have it here, too. And I don't trust Patel Patriot. I'll just tell him I said that. Because Trump is supposed to be in the White House right now. I can't believe anybody's even watching that guy anymore. I'm telling you the truth right now, guys.
They like drinking the Kool-Aid, brother.
They do, I guess. And you can leave now if you don't agree with me, because I don't really care. McCarthy 39, Jeffries 46, Donalds 7, others 0, present 0. So McCarthy does not have the votes to be the 5th speaker. So it's probably going to go to another one. And yeah, I talked to Cash Patel, and they don't like Pastel Patriot either. So, you know, there you go. He lied, guys. The guy lied. Is Donald Trump your president? November 2022. Oh, that was just a theory. It was a very damning, dangerous theory.
Well, it was a theory that stopped us. It stopped us short from accomplishing a lot of things that we could have accomplished with people who would have had their mind out of the sewer for 2 years and could have gotten up and gotten started and done something, as opposed to waiting until 2 months before the election before they decided to do anything.
Right back where we started from, John Penley. That's right. Patel is a clown, exponent, and true turn. I can prove it. All right. So, boy, do some digging on him, maybe. Maybe you guys need to be anons again instead of.
Yeah, maybe you should.
Yeah. All right. Oh. You're welcome. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of how took over We the Media. He took over We the Media, guys. We the Media was a bunch of Q people. Then they turned devolution tards. And I tried to save it. Look at the Authority Substack. You can see what I tried to do. I told them Cash Patel didn't like them. And they piled on me. And they called him Trash Patel. These people are not who you think they are. I stand
can I,
with
can
Cash.
I interject?
Cash, yes. Because I'm about ready to lose
what I'd like to say. What I'd like, yeah, I know you are. What I'd like to say is I'd like for you guys to go over, if you want to do some investigating, the people that were in We the Media. I'd like for you to go look at their feeds currently on Truth Social. And I'd like for you to report back to me how many of Cash's posts about the deep state and what has been going on with Twitter and the Twitter files that Cash has been putting up and speaking about and talking about very openly. Let's see how many of the people that are following devolution are helping Cash get his message out. Let's see how many of the people that are using their platform that have 100,000, maybe even more people following their account are reposting Cash Patel's content. Because what we are seeing is an all-out blackout by the alternative media of one of the most important people in American history to the moment of the Durham investigation and to the defense of Donald Trump that we know of is Cash Patel. So the idea that these people are collectively working as a group to subvert and to suppress his message is absolutely disgusting, and I'm not going to have any part of it. I'm sorry. That's my position on it.
Yep. And let's go look at the New Year's video that Cash Patel. Let's see if we can find any We the Media people in there, or even John Harrell. I bet we can. Could we see Matrix and a Shady and an MG show? You think we could find one of those? And even an Authority, the Authority? Do you think we can find one of him?
The I Spy?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's play the New Year's video because we didn't make that. We didn't show you that yet. Let me just see. Happy New Year. Here it is. Here we go, guys.
Happy New Year.
Let me just go ahead and hit the volume. There we go.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all acquaintance be forgot and the days of old lang syne? For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for the sake of old lang syne. For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for the sake of old lang syne. Let's have a drink or a beer with you, or maybe three or more.
Oh, look. They wouldn't put him in. Like he would have put you
back. When it gets to drowsy time and if you still want more, I know a pub in the next stop never shuts its door.
What do you think of that?
I think that we just watched the great video from the only Patel in this movement, Cash Patel, yeah. The man who is a hero to America. Without him, the Devin Nunes memo would not have been written. This would not have come out. We have not had the information that we had during Q. You guys recognize that Q was delivering information that was coming out behind the scenes that no one was being allowed to see of these witnesses that were testifying that no one really had a clue of. But guess who did? You did. Why? Because of Cash's investigation, because of the work that he was doing to force the DOJ and the State Department to give him documentation. They ended up not even giving him all the documentation. But look at what he was able to do with what they did give him. This guy is an American hero. Somebody said in there, Cash Patel for House Speaker. I'd support that in a second.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, if you look at the go to the authority, put the link in authority. I think he's in chat here. Go look at the We the Media chat logs, guys. The ones with the drama chat where I was trying to tell them what Cash said about them and they all just piled on top of me. I was trying to save We the Media from a Badlands Media takeover, hostile takeover, and it sure was. Wow. All right, so there we have it, and I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it, and, you know, So you guys just be in your little side and enjoy it while we actually just... Yeah, I did what I could do. All right, so where are we at? We got, this is it, the single worst person, the Republican speaker. Did you look at Fred Upton? Did you find out anything about him?
I can't. Well, I saw that he is a congressional, you know, he's an elected member of Congress, but it doesn't really look like he's somebody that we could support for a Speaker of the House.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. You know, we got that. Oh, and we got Greg Phillips, calling out Kustradamus, who stole money from him while he was in prison. And Kustradamus was engineering the We the Media takeover with Badlands. Okay, guys? Now is it starting to come clear? Imagine that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Feds. You get it, right?
Feds.
All right.
So, yep. I get it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't, but I get it.
All right. So a lot of the people that watch us every day on Brighteon.tv have no idea what we're talking about. This is a true social drama dilemma where people are, you know, controlling the narrative. And they brought me into We the Media, I think, Shady, to keep tabs on us. And so we wouldn't call them out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
All right. So anyways, I loved a lot of the people at We the Media. There are a lot of good people there. But, you know, if you ride the fence, you're on the fence. There's no fence.
You're on the fence. There's no fence. Fence is gone. Right. Been gone.
So we got this Ruby Freeman stuff, Shady Groove. This is interesting. This is wow. Has anyone seen the Ruby Freeman contradictions of her sworn testimony? Now, this is big stuff. Look at what was captured by Cobb County Police body cameras on January 4th, 2021. And everything they are saying is false. Everything from the quote, unquote, suitcases of the ballot boxes to why we opened them back up. Everything they said was false. The FBI reached out to me only to clear my social media. Evidence tampering. Count was low. It was really low. Now it gets really bad. Ruby Freeman, page 2. Boom. Under the table. Cut the zip ties. Scan them so the number would go up. So that's how the number was created. The ballots going through the scanner. I do want an attorney. It's all fraud. Everything they are saying is false, from the suitcases of the ballot box to why we opened them back up. Everything they said was false. They got Ruby 7 top DC lawyers and protection from the FBI again. Why? She then changed her statements. Lied. Trouble for Ruby. What will the great state of Georgia do with the Ruby Freeman mess? GS, George Soros mess, maybe. Why not just tell the truth? Get rid of the turmoil and guilt and take our country back from the evils and treacheries of the radical left monsters who want to see America die. Make America great again, Shady. This is it. This is the lawyer claims that the Department of Justice is hiding hundreds of records of Hunter and Jim Biden. So now we got that, right? We got so much news going on, but let's go to Georgia, Shady Groove. Let's play this video and the Ruby Freeman tapes. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready. I think the people need to hear this bad.
Let's do this.
We certainly want transparency. What he saw is what we revealed to you last night on this program, what appears to be Atlanta, Georgia ballot counters being told to leave the counting room, and a short time later with no observers, no media, hidden cases of possible ballots or rolled out from under a table. Four people under a cloud of suspicion begin what looks an awful lot like ballot stuffing.
And the media did pack up and leave at 11:15, but there weren't observers there at that time, and there was no announcement made for anyone to leave.
Now, wait a second here. That is disheveled Fulton County Elections Chief Richard Barron, but he doesn't have the facts right. Video proves it. At 10:40 p.m., not 11:15, 10:40, the media is packing up a half hour before he thinks they leave. You can see them putting on their jackets there. And by 10:56, they are long gone. And the Trump team has sworn witness testimony, claiming an announcement was most certainly made. In fact, even CNN reported the counting was being shut down due to a water main break that even election administrators now acknowledge was a leaky toilet. So someone had to tell those people to leave. And if you look at this table, there are ballots in boxes open and ready for counting. Now watch as they get packed up. Why would you need to secure them and then ultimately take out the mysterious ballots from under the table to start counting? It just doesn't add up. Elections board member Dr. Kathleen Ruth shows her skepticism in that Zoom call this morning with the elections chief.
It is interesting that these ballots were under a table versus being in the open.
Well, I think those ballot boxes get heavy. I don't think they want to be lifting those things up and putting them back down.
It makes no sense. The guy's scratching his head.
What the hell is that?
That does not inspire confidence. There were already ballots out, but even almost 24 hours since I posted what could be, quote, smoking gun video of election fraud, a video now with 2.5 million views as of right now on my Twitter feed. The head of elections, whose ballot counters are now being accused of ballot stuffing, declares this.
I'll have to review. I need to review the video. I have not seen the video.
Please do.
Please do is right. He hasn't watched the video that could upend the presidential election, and the guy in charge of the very people in the room admits he didn't watch the video before updating board members this morning? That's insanity. And yet, Fulton County still certified the election. But you know who did watch our video? Our viewers, Stinchfield's Army. One directed me to this moment in the video. The woman in purple, after putting ballots in to be scanned, it appears to take the same batch of ballots out, straighten them, and then look what she does with them. She reinserts them back into the ballot counting machine again. The same set of ballots. Now, there may not be an explanation for this, but it certainly needs to be investigated by law enforcement, as the greatest political heist in election history may have just been caught on camera.
Wow. Oh, look, Badlands Media live coverage on Rumble. Wow, clown show town central. That was the next video.
Hello, Mr. Bongino. Yeah.
So we found that they buy their followers, all that stuff, guys. So whatever. Do some research. All right.
Wow.
Wow, man. So we got the Ruby Freeman stuff. So I have to go back to Trump, because isn't that crazy what was playing next, Shady?
Dude, I mean, you know, it's just so funny.
Yeah. All right. So let's go back to where we were. Here we go. I got to go way down here now because there's a lot. So this is Ruby Freeman. Okay. This is audio captured from an official Cobb County Police body cam.
And they would say the count is no, the count is really no. They're in all of the ballots. And so we got there, so we're going to go there for a few more, so we could get there in the morning, because it wasn't that many. And he said, well, the count is in, it's in. count all of them. We don't count. So the judge is there. Mama, get on the stand. Because I'm not in the stand. She said, we need to get this so we can get on out here. So that was the reason nobody else was there, because there was no more work. There was just there to change.
Wow. Oh, look, Badlands Media live coverage. Speaker of the House, vote day two.
Yep. It is featured. It's currently featured on the front of Rumble, my friend.
Mm.
Front page.
Imagine that, Rumble. Huh? Imagine that. And they got their checks and everything.
Time to find another place to go home. I'm telling you what, I'm getting a little sick of it.
Yep, me too. All right. So this is the second one, Shady Grove. This is another piece of evidence that Donald J. Trump, our president, my president, your president, dropped on Truth Social. Check it out.
It is so they would not believe. They would believe it because I'm good at explaining myself. If I'm right, that's why if I'm not, I'll leave. I'm not that knowledgeable because the last one I did the only question was Trump. President. Obama. It was nothing like that. You know, we're talking about years later, but 12 years later. So it was nothing like that. It was small. We were in a little office at the government center. So this was major. So the way you did things now, even the scanning and the cutting and everything was totally different. And I didn't work in that man, in that big place like that. Nothing like that. Everything I learned from this one right here, I'm learning right now. I didn't know any of this before I started. I didn't start until August. Yes, we started in August and for the runoff that was in August. We don't want to open it up and then we came back to the house. And the reason I was so excited about it, another thing is that when we were down the house, we would cut them up and we put them by precinct. And then once we put them by precinct, we get so many and we do a bundle of 100 and we put them in our top. So we were doing that, but then they needed quote unquote the good people. And stay calm. And this still excites me because when I went to State Farm and I saw these black boxes, I'm like, oh my God, those are the boxes that I put the ballot in to go to State Farm. Now I'm having to take the ballot out. You know, so I'm going through the whole process. But when they came in the mail, right, to shipping up to State Farm and get our precincts and our, you know, hundreds. So yeah, I was excited about the whole thing. But the U.S.
I
So that's it. That's it right there. Pretty interesting, Shady Groove. We're going to be right back, Shady. We'll continue the Ruby Freeman tapes with Donald J. Trump's Truth Social account, and we'll check in with the vote. Obviously, we know that since there is, you know, this is going to go through this whole vote, they're going to go again.
Yep.
It's like watching paint dry. We will report.
Really, you know,
we will report. You know, once anything really happens, guys, we got the eyes on it. And yeah, guys, just the truth is learned, never told. I mean, we all used to be Anons. We all used to dig. Where's that? People need to dig, and I'm not going to tell you because the truth is learned, never told. God bless you guys. See you in hour number two.
We'll be right back.
Wow. Shady Groove, take it away. MG.show/Stay
tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words in the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. But they can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
the bodies in the dirt, needing someone to blame.
Welcome back. Hour number two, The Matrix Show, RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio. Go to InTheMatrix3X.com.
Remember this. Nothing worth doing ever, ever, ever came easy. Following your convictions means you must be willing to face criticism from those who lack the same courage to do what is right, and they know what is right, but they don't have the courage or the guts or the stamina to take it and to do it. It's called the road less traveled. What imprint will you leave in the sands of history? What will future Americans say we did in our brief time right here on Earth?
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the cellar. By now the fighting will be close at hand. Tell you, believe in me, I'm with the high command.
My administration is 100% committed to eradicating human trafficking from the earth. This form of modern-day slavery here in the United States and all around the world. We are dismantling the criminal organizations that make large-scale human trafficking possible. We will not rest until we've stopped every last human trafficker and liberated every last survivor.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself.
Swear allegiance to the flag, whatever flag they offer. Never hint at what you really feel. Someday sons and daughters will rise up and fight while we stand still. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Oh, my God.
Can you hear me? For too long, a small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost. Whether we are black or brown or white, we all bleed the same red blood of patriots. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will be protected by God. Did we challenge accepted wisdom and take on established systems? I think I did, but we all did, and we're all doing it. Or did we just go along with convention, swim downstream so easily with the current, and just give in because it was the easy way, it was the traditional way, or it was the accepted way? I know that each of you will be a warrior for the truth, will be a warrior for our country and for your family. And as long as America remains true to its values, loyal to its citizens, and devoted to its creator, then our best days are yet to come. I can promise you that.
Yeah. Are you a warrior? You're a warrior for truth. That's all we are, guys. We're warriors for truth. I even have a shirt that says warrior on it right here.
Look at you.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Patriots. And that message from Donald Trump should be very, very humbling to understand now, looking back at what he has done for you. The two of us were having a conversation just last week about the idea of, like, you know, who would choose this? Think about it. Like, who would spend their life becoming a billionaire and then just literally kind of set it all aside, sacrifice themselves on the altar of the American media and the globalist regime to attack and besmirch and demean and belittle for the rest of his life, for the golden years of his life that he's well earned? It was Donald Trump that did that. And the respect that we have for him needs to grow, not diminish. And I feel like that the establishment is attempting to make you think that it is diminishing, when on all reality, it is flourishing. More people every day are realizing, hey, Trump was right about this. Hey, Trump was right about that. That's the moment that we are all in right now. And we need to support the people that are learning right now, because a lot of people were very, very confused and lied to.
Yep. And, you know, now we have this, you know, speaker thing that everybody said Trump was going to be speaker. Now people are let down because he said McCarthy. Now, look, we know he's WEF. We know he took money from FTX, but sometimes you have to show them. Remember, if he can get the votes to be speaker, he can get the votes to be not speaker. We, the people, and the House can hold him accountable. And that's what we're praying for, guys. I mean, you know, I think all of us want our country back. And, you know, we've got Donald Trump signaling to us yesterday that or was it last night? I can't remember when he actually posted that it's now time to, you know, get Kevin to win. Guys.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I was during the break, I was looking into the guy Upton, and I don't really understand this. I don't understand why the people that are in the separated votes are even supporting this guy. He's someone that just retired. He's been what they would consider a moderate Republican, what I would consider a rhino. But there's news articles that were put out last night about him acting like that some Democrats may support this Upton guy. So this is part of their little charade that they're playing here, but I don't understand why these people that are resistant to McCarthy would be more in favor of Upton. That makes absolutely no sense considering the position.
Yeah. Speaker has immunity. That's right. I mean, you know, I guess, you know, guys, what you got to understand is that Donald J. Trump, I mean, let's go to the truth again, guys. I mean, do we need to go to the truth again? You know, he said
we can
McCarthy.
Go to it again.
I mean, you know, I don't have it set up because we're let's just finish off the Ruby Freeman stuff. I mean, we can get to it after the Ruby Freeman stuff. I'm set up to where we are. And let's past the Ruby Freeman. But this is very important, folks. And then we've got two Twitter files through, guys. And we actually have them saying, let's cancel all the other accounts and these two for pushing QAnon stuff. We're the other accounts, guys. You're the other accounts. And Elon Musk went underneath and said, what about this, Adam Schiff? What's this, Adam Schiff? Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah, here we go. these are our accounts. It's now in the latest. It's in the latest one, guys. All right. So here we go. This is Donald J. Trump again with the recording from Ruby Freeman. She wants an attorney, but nobody knows it's me. It's all a fraud. And yet, if you could tweak that volume a little bit, I don't know if you can. So, and even when I met with Secretary of State, they didn't ask nothing else. They didn't ask about fraud. They didn't, about an attorney. She needs an attorney. Yeah, the recording is really quiet. I think I saw one about the VA, he said.
Everything they are saying is false. Everything. From the quote unquote suitcases from the ballot box to the why we open the back up. Everything they said was false. Now, Secretary of State did say that they cut the clear, they cleared their name as to what happened with the ballot box.
Wow. So yeah, I know that somebody seemed to have gotten an access to that or recorded it live. But, you know, if you go to rumble.com/MG show, you can see that it's actually transcribed for you. I know it might not come out on the radio as well. But this is the next one, Shady Groove. Audio captured from official Cobb County police body cam.
Approached the door, she didn't feel comfortable. We spoke to both parties and she agreed to meet with her here. You don't have to run.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, this could be definitely something. I don't think you don't go too
much. No, I'm not. No.
You have all of the 39, Nick date of birth and everything. Yeah, I wouldn't.
Are you going to say?
At this point, we generated case numbers. We don't know what was going on.
Because of things. Maybe it's somewhere. We took all the necessary.
Yeah, there's not much for us anyway. I mean, it's interesting. I can't, you know, it's hard to hear, but again, on rumble.com/MG show, you can rewatch the show and watch for the transcripts. This is big stuff, guys. You know, there it's big. She admitted to fraud. She changed her story. She lied. She's getting big time DC lawyers. Wow, Shady.
Well, and there's also a little bit of indication that she may be attempting to become a whistleblower too. So it's going to be interesting to see exactly, because, you know, whenever people get pressure put on them, they start to squeeze, they start to explain things and describe things that they had otherwise tried to keep private, which can inadvertently turn them into a whistleblower to expose the higher up. Obviously, know that Ruby Freeman is not the she's not the center of the conspiracy to steal the election in Georgia. She was being puppeted by somebody, and more than likely she will let that be known as she moves forward, by the way that kind of sounds like with her back and forth there.
So the Ruby Freeman tapes that Donald Trump put on Truth Social are amazing. Now they have been heard and seen all over America, together with the actual act of stuffing the ballot boxes with far more votes than needed for me and Senator Perdue to win Georgia. At first, she thought they had been caught, got very nervous, and wanted to spill the beans on everyone. Then the Secretary of State, the GBI, Georgia Bureau of Investigation. The FBI calmed her down, helped clean her social media, took her away for 2 months. She then changed her story.
Yep.
Wow. All right, and then this is another one. Don't forget that Ruby Freeman, her daughter, and others were rushed out of the voter count room in Georgia because of the big water main break. When do you call a plumber, Shady?
When you have an election.
Right, or a water main break. Both, yes. At an election. Like everything else, it was fake. There was no water main break. Ruby's group only soon came back into the room with no security or vote watchers, grabbed the thousands and thousands of ballots hidden under a cloth-skirted table, and began putting them into stuffing the machines. All caught on tape. And so obvious wrong. They can't explain.
And they won't explain. And they're not being forced to explain because not enough people are standing up and making enough noise to force an explanation out of them. That is a little bit of what's happening right now in Arizona and also in Georgia. There is investigations going on. There are people that are looking into this stuff. Nothing ever moves as fast as we want it to, but the reality of the situation is we've got the evidence, and this lady is, this lady was right there in 2020. On the ground, we have video of what she did. So the wheels move slowly, but they do move.
So it looks like there's some things happening here on the floor. If I back it up just a minute, look at what's going on with, let's see. Look at this. Look at Matt Gaetz and the guys. They're talking over there. Pretty animated. There's the Donalds fella.
So it looked like President he got 20. Trump.
Yeah.
So that really means essentially that they didn't do any negotiating last night, man. You know, I mean, like supposedly that's what they were supposed to be doing, was negotiating with these 20 people to get them on board with Kevin McCarthy. And they were acting like late last night. That's what they'd been doing. But you can see today all 20 still voted against him.
Confirms the results.
Yep.
Very similar to the third ballot yesterday, except one present vote instead of a vote for Kevin McCarthy by Victoria Sparks, Republican of Indiana. Jim Jordan was the third nominee yesterday with 20 votes. This time it's Byron Donalds, but Jim Jordan has voted for Kevin McCarthy all four rounds so far.
Interesting stuff happening right now, guys. Let's see what's happening here. They're all just talking. There's Matt Gaetz right there. Some deals being cut, possibly, Shady. You know?
Well, I mean, I would think they would have done a little bit of that last night.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think McCarthy made a mistake day before yesterday, because from what I understand, Chip Roy and the segment of
oh, we lost Shady. All right, so we lost Shady. So let's go through the Twitter files right here. I want to go to this real quick. You guys remember Angela Stanton King? She was on our show, and Angela Stanton King, she was awesome. She has a home that she's refurbishing right across from Warnock. The church from Warnock, and look what happened, guys. This is we're praying for Angela Stanton King. Please let us know how we can help her. Where we go one, we go all. This is the remnants of her 9-bedroom, 9-bath home. Let's just read it. I really didn't know how to announce this. I'm still in shock. Many of you know that I was in the process of renovating a home across from Warnock's church in the historical King District of Atlanta, a 9-bedroom, 9-bath. Room oasis for pregnant women at Angie's house. I went to meet the contractor yesterday and the house was completely gone, burned down to the ground. I'm absolutely stunned and speechless. I have a small organization, but we do a lot for our community. If you follow me and you know how dedicated I am to saving babies and helping their mothers, Auntie Angie's house was only one solution to the Black maternal health crisis. This is truly heartbreaking. Auntie Angie's house right there. And Jimmy Levy, who is amazing artist, right? This is Jimmy Levy. He said, Satan won't win. Now Auntie Angie's house will have multiple locations all around America helping mothers. Just wait. No weapon formed against you shall prosper in Yeshua's name. Amen to that. And this was a post by KLC right here, posted by Angela Stanton King on Facebook. He says, I really didn't know how to announce this. I'm still in shock. Many of you know that. That's from her. But look at the pictures, guys. This is right across the street from Warnock's church. That's what it looked like. Look at, there it is. And there it is today. Wow. It looks like Shady's power went out. He will be back. Oregon, you know how it is. The deep state. But I wanted to share that with you. We've reached out to Angela Stanton King to have her back on the show. I know she's probably, running and gunning, but we want to find out how to help her, and we will, because you guys are so amazing. Press 17 if you guys remember Angela Stanton King's, if you remember her on the show. Right there is the link right there, True Social Status in the Matrix with three X's. Go find it and retruth it for us. Really appreciate that. All right, so here we go. We're going to get into the Threadreader app for Tbilisi, Matt Tabibi. This is the thread, the Twitter files, how Twitter let the intelligence community in. In August 2017, when Facebook decided to suspend 300 accounts with suspected Russian origin, Twitter wasn't worried. Its leaders were sure they didn't have a Russia problem. We did not see the big correlation, no larger patterns. Facebook may take action on hundreds of accounts, and we may take action on 25. So this is, we can add Yoel for more detail. This is, now that the story out, seems to focus on purchasing of 100,000 Facebook ads by these Russian accounts. Now, I don't know if you guys remember this, but I was called a Russian, and I was on a target list by Hillary Clinton for pushing Russian propaganda. And I'm not Russian. But they keep the focus on Facebook. Twitter was only was so sure they had no Russia problem. Execs agreed that the best PR strategy was to say nothing on record and quietly hurl reporters at Facebook. This is the policy comms. We can be more candid, pushing the book back to Facebook on background, issuing statements bring us closer to Facebook. There are vulnerabilities on this issue and the follow-up stories on Russia. So we are working on reactive comms strategy. Our initial sense is nothing, or at most a sentence on the record to keep focus on Facebook. Primary work will be off the record and background, working as fast as we can given the short notice, but we'll try to share the material as fast as possible. And on number five, Twitter is not the focus of an inquiry into Russian election meddling right now. The spotlight is on Facebook, wrote public policy VIP Colin Crowell. Hello all, FYI, I'm going to schedule this group to discuss Russian election meddling and implications for Twitter. The Facebook announcement today is going to draw us into conversations with Congress and we need to duly assess what we know and be responsive to inquiries from Capitol Hill. We are due to see the Democratic staff of the Senate Intelligence Committee, i.e. Senator Mark Warner, D. Virginia's staff at the end of September on this topic. This will be a non-public private meeting with public reps, guys. Also, Rep. Schiff, D. California, the House of Committee, has put out a statement this evening pasted below indicating that he'll be looking for answers from other platforms on Russian-related issues that Facebook disclosed today. Important for context, Twitter has not been the focus of an inquiry into Russian election meddling right now. The spotlight is on Facebook because Facebook has a better targeting ability than we have for campaign-related advertising, and because the Trump campaign spent massively on Facebook during the election compared to what they spent with us. So in September 2017, after a cursory review, Twitter informed the Senate it suspended 22 possible Russian accounts and 179 others with possible links to those accounts amid larger set of roughly 2,700 suspects manually examined. So receiving these meager results, a furious Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, ranking Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, held an imminent press conference to denounce Twitter's report as frankly inadequate on every level. This is the article, Twitter briefing to U.S. congressional investigators, disappointing Mark Warner. So you got that. The irony, mused Crowell, the day after Warner's presser, after receiving an circular from Warner's reelection campaign asking for $5, whatever you can spare. LOL, replied General Counsel Sean Edgett. Irony, Mark Warner for Senate. That's so funny. So he got a Mark Warner for Virginia. That's funny. So he said, LOL, there it is. Keep producing material after a meeting with congressional leaders, Kroll wrote. Warner has a political incentive to keep this issue at the top of the news. Maintain pressure on us and the rest of the industry to keep producing material for them. This is from Colin Crowell to Jack Dorsey. Update. Yes, only Senator Warner, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Intel, commented. The Intelcom Chairman Burr, R. North Carolina, declined comment, and no other senators commented. Warner has been the most vocal about the need for public hearings with social media companies and took Facebook to a task a couple of weeks back, leading them to ultimately agree to disclose the ads they found associated with the alleged Russian interference. Dynamic during our second hour closed door meeting with Senate staff investigators was more cordial and less contentious than senators' comments reflected. We got through some tough questions, but we're working in collaborative spirit and pledged to circle back with more information based on their inquiries. On the House's side, Intel Committee ranking Democrat Adam Schiff was the only one who commented. His statement was more balanced, thanking us for cooperation and looking forward to ongoing work together, but also said we had more to do to investigate what happened in the 2016 and said we had, quote, significant forensic work to do, understand the depth and breadth of the Russian activity during the campaign. We knew we were going to have our biggest vulnerability that our teams are addressing and solving the malicious bot misinformation problems of 2017 and beyond. But Warner and the Intel committees are singularly focused on what transpired in 2016. And so we simply don't have a lot of data or conclusions to share with that on that front currently. Warner has political incentive to keep this issue at the top of the news, maintain pressure on us and the rest of the industry to keep producing material for them and generate interest in the November 1st hearing that was planned. Democrats are also taking cues from Hillary Clinton, who in her What Happened book tour is pointedly talking about the role of Russian propaganda and dirty tricks that were pushed through social media had in her demise. She has specifically called out Facebook and other social medias for not doing enough to address state-sponsored mischief in the election. We're also getting hurt by third-party academics and researchers who tap our API to pull together flawed reports painting the bot Russian troll problem as a significant presence on Twitter. They also claim to monitor these Russian networks on Twitter and then report on their activities. It was evident in the room with staff investigators that these researchers had already briefed the committees and asserted Twitter is a major problem. These studies are also cited in recent media stories. Number 10, taking their cues from the Hillary Clinton Crowell added Dems were taking cues from Hillary Clinton, who that week said, quote, it's time for Twitter to stop dragging its heels and live up to the fact that its platform is being used as a tool for cyber warfare. Wow, Hillary Clinton accuses Facebook, Twitter, and Google of enabling Russian agents. In a growing anxiety over its PR problems, Twitter formed a Russia task force to proactively self-investigate. Carlos Manje says, Russia task force to the team, thanks for being drafted to the Russia task force. For the next month, this team will be focused on 1, conducting more fulsome retro of the 2016 election. 2, preparing for open congressional hearings at the end of the month. 3, telling Twitter's story publicly, including robust outreach to outside researchers, reporters, and members of Congress. 4, evaluating whether policy changes are needed. I'll reach out to the teams and set up initial scoping meetings in the next couple of days. In the meantime, I'm sharing access to a working folder that includes some of the big questions we are trying to answer as well as a team full roster. Thank you very much, Carlos. 12. The Russia task force started mainly with data shared from counterparts at Facebook, centered around accounts supposedly tied to Russia's Internet Research Agency, or the IRA. But the search for Russian perfidy was a dud. So it looks like we have an initial list of suspicious advertising content, a lot of benign content, need to further investigate before we can draw a conclusion. ads investigation models built that produce lists of tweets found 8,000 around election content and a further 700 accounts with potential list of accounts with Russian links. Deeper analysis required before determining if a connection between lists and Russia. Group will also do manual reviews with legal comms around the next phase to align the approach, narrow down the list, and confirm the connections and quantify. On October 13, 2017, quote, no evidence of a coordinated approach of all accounts found seem to be lone wolf type activity. Different timing, spend targeting, 10K in ad spend. So basically they're talking about, you know, there's no evidence of a coordinated approach, just different timing and spend targeting under 10,000 in ad spend. So in October 18, 2017, first round of RU investigation, 15 high-risk accounts, three of which have connections with Russia, although two RT. I can't hear you. First of RU investigation shared the legal comms PP yesterday. The results suggested 15 high-risk accounts, three of which have connections with Russia, although two are RT. Feedback was positive around the methodology and approach. Key next steps are to document the detail in the methodology, along with agreeing on specific data points to share with legal outside counsel. On October 20th, 2017, they, quote, built a new version of the model that is lower precision but higher recall, which allows to catch more items. We aren't seeing substantially more suspicious accounts. We expect to find 20, less than 20, with a small amount of spend. On October 23rd, 2017, finished with the investigation, 2,500 full manual account reviews. We think this is exhaustive. 32 suspicious accounts and only 17 of those are connected with Russia. Only two of those have significant spend, of one of which is Russia Today. Remaining greater 10% in 10,000 in spend. So that's very interesting. Twitter's research finding only two significant accounts, one of which is Russia Today, was based on the same data that later inspired panic headlines like Russian influence reached 126 million through Facebook alone. There's the article right there. Honest Ads Act, right. The failure of the Russia task force to produce material worsened the company's PR crisis. In the weeks after Warner's presser, a torrent of stories sourced to the Intel committee poured into the news. An example of being political is October 13, quote, Twitter deleted data potentially crucial to Russian probes. So they were starting to get messed with, aren't they? Pretty wild. 20, were Twitter a contractor for the FSB? They could not have built more effective disinformation platform, John Hopkins professor and Intel committee expert Thomas Ridd told Politico. Wow. So 21, as Congress threatened costly in legislation, Twitter was a subject to more bad press fueled by the committees. The company changed its tune about the smallness of its Russia problem. 22, hi guys, just passing along for awareness, the write-up here from the Washington Post today on potential legislation or new FEC regulations that may affect our political advertising, wrote Crowell. This echoes the comments in our Senate Intel Prep Q&A doc for our need to show a willingness to make some moves here ourselves. We will engage as necessary on this in D.C. as proposals are developed, and any new FEC regulations or legislation will likely take some time to effectuate. But I wanted to give you guys and have context of how the FBI's recent announcements are ginning things up here in town, Colin. So the Facebook, Google, Twitter face proposed bill targeting shadowy political ads. There's a link to the article. Hi, guys. Just passing along awareness, a write-up from the Washington Post today on potential legislation. It seems like I just wrote that or read that. In Washington, weeks after the first briefing, Twitter leaders were told by Senate staff that Senator Warner feels like tech industry was in denial for months. Added an Intel staffer, quote, big interest in political article about deleted accounts. Twitter pledged to work with them on their desire to legislate. I outlined our work and streams, and they seemed content and looked forward to having us come and preview our testimony and at the end of the week with the Intel staff. We also pledged to work with them on their desire to legislate in that area of political ads. They indicated the general model. All right. So knowing, quote, knowing that our ads policy product changes are an effort to anticipate congressional oversight, I wanted to share some relevant highlights of the legislation Senators Warner, Klobuchar, and McCain will be introducing, wrote Policy Director Carlos Monje soon after. So this is knowing that our ads, okay, I wanted to share, okay, so the Honest Act, it extends to paid digital advertisers, the FEC requirements that apply to broadcast, radio, and print ads. Adds political matters of public importance, including national legislative issues of public importance. Add that to the list of issues for which the FEC would require enhanced political disclosure. In addition to ads that mention candidates directly, the committees appear to have leaked, quote, oh, wow, even as Twitter prepared to change its ads policy and remove RT and Sputnik to placate Washington, Congress turned the heat up more, apparently leaking the larger base list of 2,700 accounts. So we'll do on House Intel. So this is a Carlos Monje, Wall Street Journal inquiry, Twitter disclosure of Russian accounts to Colin from Sean Edgett, Yoel Roth, Culbertson, Lauren Culbertson is in this. The committees appear to have leaked the account names based on reporting experts combing through the list and revealing new info like on Brexit. Interesting. Reporters from all over started to call Twitter about Russia links. BuzzFeed, working with the University of Sheffield, claimed to find a new network on Twitter that had close connections to Russian-linked bot accounts. Hi, team. This is interesting, too. February... Yeah, I'm just trying to find out. Hi, team. Nick Pickles. Hi, team. We've had the below request from BuzzFeed in the UK. Can we run an analysis of the accounts ASAP? Thanks, Nick. We've been working with some researchers from the University of Sheffield in the UK to take some of the tweets from the list of accounts submitted by Twitter to the U.S. Congress in connection with the Russian electoral interference probe. In 28, here we go. Yeah, redact much, right? This is all redacted. It will only embolden them. Twitter internally did not want to endorse the BuzzFeed Sheffield findings. Here it is right here. These are definitely bad accounts, and based on their phone carriers, they have signs of being connected to Russia. Once we've settled on a press strategy and should suspend them all. But they're almost were all principally active in German, and a while before that, some were active in English around Brexit. Rather than related to a U.S. election, and there's no especially clear sign that they are necessarily IRA linked. I think we need to get at their questions by emphasizing the limited scope of the less than 2,700 accounts we specifically identified to Congress in the context of IRA accounts involved in the U.S. election. We also reported to Congress on thousands of more Russian linked accounts, which we couldn't deterministically say were IRA linked, and therefore, in the interest of protecting the privacy of users until we are very confident they're IRA-linked bad actors, we didn't disclose all the new handles we found as a part of our review from Yoel. And then this little piece says, I'd prefer not to ask the reporters at BuzzFeed for their methodology. It will only embolden them and indirectly undermine the credibility and authority of our own approach. Furthermore, they will chart correspondence with their follow-up, e.g. Twitter asked for our methodology, which has resulted in more suspensions. This calls into question the effectiveness of our own tools. Senate Intel Committee is asking possible to whip something together. Still, when BuzzFeed piece came out, the Senate asked for a write-up of what happened. Twitter was soon apologizing for the same accounts they'd initially told the U.S. Senate were not a part of the problem. Wow. Reporters now know that this is a model that works. This cycle threatened legislation wedded to scare headlines pushed by congressional intel sources, followed by Twitter caving into moderation, asks would later be formalized in partnerships with federal law enforcement. And this is from November 21, 2017. Hi, everyone. Given we've now suspended all accounts, we will be taking a hit in the press that moves from BuzzFeed to more establishment publications will work to contain it. Relatedly, we can expect more investigation of accounts that are associated with the IRA handover to the U.S. committees, buoyed by academic brand names. Reporters now know This is a model that works. Twitter
tangentially.
Twitter soon settled on its future posture. That was 5 minutes ago. In public, it removed content. Welcome back. At our sole discretion. Privately, they would offboard anything identified in the U.S. intelligence community as a state-sponsored entity conducting cyber operations. So this is internal guidance, and this is their sole discretion. We'll suspend and terminate your account. This is their external offboarding policy by the Twitter rules available and the terms of service. They are internal. Any user identified by U.S. intelligence community as state-sponsored entity conducting cyber operations against targets associated with the U.S. or other elections or an entity associated with such operations shall not be allowed to advertise on Twitter. So 32, Twitter let the USIC into the moderation process it would not leave, wrote Kroll in an email to the company's leaders. Quote, we will not be reverting to the status quo. Very interesting. For more on the Twitter files, check out the Barry Weiss and all that other stuff. Shady, welcome back. That's Twitter files that dropped number one. There is a number two that we're going to get to right here. Welcome back.
Yeah, I was actually trying to catch up with you and find where you were at. Were you on 10 there, or were you on number 11, a supplemental or something? Because I wasn't able to find exactly where you were.
Yeah, it's right here. This is number one that I did for Twitter Files 9. And then this
Twitter
is
Files
the next
9,
one.
Okay.
This is the next one we're going to read, the belly button.
Yep, I've got that one ready to go. I can help
all
with
right,
that one.
All right. Then let's go, Shady Grove. Go.
I had a power failure. Imagine that.
Look at this, Shady. Look at the look at
I
look
really,
how gross.
I really don't like that graphic.
I don't like it either. Oh my god. All right, so let's go, Shady Grove. This one. Let's do this.
That meme needs some nair. Here we go. I'm going to start the Twitter files, Twitter and the FBI belly button. By 2020, Twitter was struggling with the problem of public and private agencies bypassing them and going straight to the media with the lists of suspect accounts. In February of 2020, as COVID broke out, the Global Engagement Center, a fledgling analytic intelligence arm of the State Department, went to the media with a report called Russian Disinformation Atlas, taking advantage of the coronavirus concerns. And here it shows the letter, Russian Disinformation, taking advantage of coronavirus concerns. Report, the Global Engagement Center, through coordination with trusted partner, tracked the global activity of Russian state-linked false personas and proxies, which often push disinformation and propaganda. Coronavirus has been a top subject for these accounts since 24 January. The coronavirus as a topic is being propagated by these Russian-linked accounts in English, Spanish, Italian, German, and French, indicating that the disinformation campaign is intended for a global audience. These same Russian-linked accounts have previously been tracked by the GEC because of their involvement in the Chilean protest, the Yellow Jacket protest in France, and the conflict in Syria and other geopolitical events. Here's the graph there. They're showing you how the ebb and flow of that. Nord4, the GEC flagged accounts as Russian personas and proxies based on criteria like, quote, describing the coronavirus as an engineered bioweapon, blaming, quote, research conducted at the Wuhan Institute, and, quote, attributing the appearance of the virus to the CIA. Boy, very interesting things are triggered about, right? And then showing the number one speculation about the origin of the virus, attributing the development of the virus to the global bat community, Jeff. Research conducted at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China and naming the scientist involved as, quote, the man behind the global coronavirus pandemic.
I don't want to be a bat.
I knew you did it. Number two, the exacerbation of general concerns related to the coronavirus by amplification of a video originally posted by the China Global Television Network reporting that a second hospital in Wuhan had been expanded to accommodate additional beds. Beads? What is that? Using catchy headlines has caused panic, such as breaking Japan and Germany confirmed coronavirus cases on individual who never traveled to Wuhan, and Breaking Japan confirms coronavirus case to individual who never traveled to Wuhan, number two. Blaming Bill Gates for for running a simulation test 6 weeks prior to the outbreak in China. 4, describing the coronavirus as a, quote, engineered bioweapon. 5, attributing the appearance of the virus in China to the CIA. Very interesting that that's what they're triggered by. And here you see with China rising, eclipse of the economic power of the West and Trump's war against China. It better means that the virus cooked up for the CIA's labs. They're so triggered. State also flagged accounts that retweeted news that Twitter banned the popular U.S. Zero Hedge, claiming the episode led to another flurry of disinformation narratives. Zero Hedge had done reports speculating that the virus had lab origin. And again, here you see on February 3rd for the GEC, the narrative shifted to reports of xenophobia circulating online. We got lots of phobias in here. Real news. It's essential to realize that the common flu kills 60 times more than the coronavirus. Misinformation is widespread, is being greatly fueled by an already existing xenophobia. Outbreaks of racism pose great threat to society, then more threat to society than any virus. Finally, the suspension of Zero Hedge Twitter account led to another flurry of disinformation narratives. Zero Hedge's most recent post received high engagement, 10,999 retweets, 14,300 likes, and focused on supposedly organic matter burning in Wuhan as judged by increased levels of sulfur dioxide. This is interesting because they are right on it. Every second, every moment, something is coming out. They're like right there. Here's Zero Hedge is banned from Twitter after BuzzFeed accuses it of coronavirus conspiracy, doxing a Chinese scientist. Yeah, doxing of Chinese scientists is a really big deal. Zero Hedge should join Russian social media as our site VK. There's no NATO propaganda arm, Atlantic Council acting as Orwellian, as an Orwellian ministry of truth. Number 6, the GEC still led directly to news stories like the AFP's headline. Russia-linked disinformation campaign led to coronavirus alarm, U.S. says, and a Politico story about how Russian and Chinese and Iranian disinformation narratives echo one another. Here you can see Russia-linked disinformation campaign fueling coronavirus alarm, U.S. says.
Yeah.
You want to read the article or you want to just go on past it?
Go to number 7.
Okay, yeah, number 7. That's where I thought you were going. You haven't made a Russia attribution in some time. When Clemson's media forensics hub complained Twitter hadn't made a Russian attribution in some time, Trust and Safety Chief Joel Ross said it was revelatory of their motives. And then down here, he says that they did ask about our findings regarding the latest list of accounts they shared with NBC, and I relayed that we did see some inauthentic behaviors, but that we are unable to attribute the accounts to the IRA. They noted that we haven't made an attribution to Russia in some time and asked if there is any information they could provide to help us make these links. I offered that if it would help or to be helpful in the future to arrange an analytical exchange ahead of any conclusions they release, and we would be open to doing so. And then here's the response to the recommendation, and then highlighted down here, you haven't attributed to Russia in a while comment is particularly revelatory in their motivations. Interesting. Number 8, we're happy to work directly with you on this instead of NBC. WNBC. Roth tried in vain to convince outsider researchers like the Clemson Lab to check with them before pushing stories about foreign interference in the media. And here you see the email on when redacted left.
Agreed. Given they have a USG relationship.
Yep. Okay. I skipped down. Sorry. Yep. Now I was lower. Yeah. Agreed. Given they have a USG relationship, happy for the DC team to pick up the relationship, but I've spoken to them in the past and similarly share Yoel's frustration that they don't take any sort of guidance on what they found. When redacted left, I started interfacing directly with the Clemson folks in hopes of getting them to stop going down this path of running to the press with claims of IRA activity. Obviously, I was unsuccessful, as we've been unsuccessful with them for years now. Happy for whoever to manage this, but I do think direct outreach to them to say something like, hey, we heard from a reporter that you say you found the IRA, and we've said a bunch of times, quote, or said a bunch of times, we are still happy to work directly with you on this instead of via NBC would be justified. Whew. Number nine, Twitter was also trying to... it's unbelievable. Just telling you, it's just like you listen to these people talking in the background and it's like, oh my God, they come out in front of you and they tell you they're not doing any of this stuff. And in the background, they have layers upon layers upon layers of infrastructure to do these things that they're not doing to us.
Yeah.
Number nine, Twitter was also trying to reduce the numbers of agencies with access to Roth. If these folks are like House Homeland Committee and DHS, once we give them a direct contact with Yoel, they'll want to come back to him again and again, said policy director Carlos Moje. Flag I would offer is that if these folks are like House Homeland Committee and DHS, once we give them direct contact with Yoel, they will want to come back to him again and again. Number 10, when the State Department GEC, remember, this was 2020, during the Trump administration, wanted to publicize a list of 5,500 accounts it claimed would, quote, amplify Chinese propaganda and disinformation about COVID. Twitter analysts were beside themselves, and the GEC report appeared based on DHS data circulated earlier that week and included accounts that followed two or more Chinese diplomatic accounts, and they reportedly ended up with a list of nearly 250,000 names long and included Canadian officials and a CNN account.
How much you want to bet it was one of ours too, Shady? You know?
Oh, I know that we're in there. I'm imagining we're maybe coming up sometime here soon. I know they called out a couple here in a second. Let's see. That one's awful small when we get in here. And this was the email. I am assuming that the policy comms folks on their side haven't reviewed the list line by line. So curious that they'd react if told their analytics colleagues had included the Canadian military and CNN. Hi, redacted. I can at least share from the press side that CNN heard they have nearly 250,000 accounts. The State Department spokesperson told CNN that the GEC provided Twitter with a small sample of the overall data set and included nearly 250,000 accounts, adding that it was not surprising that there are authentic accounts in any sample. Here's a roundup of coverage and some of the notable tweets thus far. Also expect a separate and or updated Bloomberg story and possibly a piece from Associated Press, who I spoke with earlier, and overall pretty straightforward coverage. Yeah. And then here we have the, is this a redo of what you just said? No, this is an email from Stacey Cardelia. Hey, Nick, this is transmittal information from State. We're providing these 5,500 accounts to display inorganic behavior and follow two or more of the 36 Chinese diplomatic Twitter accounts that we have identified in the report due to the fact that these accounts follow two or more of the diplomatic accounts and a good portion of them are newly created. We believe that they are suspicious. This is shared for your situational awareness. No action requested. And per our call, we stand by any communication you'd like to pass related to the special envoy. And also, ready, you should request any additional call to discuss the reporter data. Oh, they're so willing to help, Jeff. They flagged on yesterday's call for the report, which was a major focus on special envoy briefing. Number 12. Roth saw GEC's move as an attempt by the GEC to use intel from other agencies to insert themselves into the content moderation club that included Twitter, Facebook, the FBI, DHS, and others. Here in the email, he says, thanks all. Catching up on the email today, three high-level thoughts. GEC's blitz on their issues is at least in part an attempt to insert themselves into the conversations we've had with the DHS, FBI, ODNI, and others. Per Facebook, they've explicitly requested to participate in the conversations. Obviously, State is a significant voice and one we don't want to neglect. But I do want us to continue to maintain a distinction between the highly trusted, valued relationships we've built over the years with entities with considerable expertise and authority in these domains and other parts of the USG that may engage in these questions from time to time, sometimes in more political ways than others.
Yeah. Shady, you know, maybe we should just end the show, guys. Everybody's more like into the clown show over there at the House session. They're doing another vote. guys, we're going to end the show today. Right now, we were going to finish this, but I think your interest is elsewhere. So we're going to head out of here, guys. Another show in the book, Shady Groove.
All right, number two, episode 2, season 5 in the books. This is going to be a great year, Pain Years 23. We'll be back here live tomorrow. Much love to each and every one of you. Stay focused on the mission, not all the garbage, please, for us.
Right on.
Love you guys.
Right on. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Much love. Show. God bless you all. www.mg.show. Boom.